seeing history associated with the white buffalo calf, and they hung up the phone with him, and they told me that they just laughed. That was the craziest phone call they'd ever received. And 4 days later, the bull that sired the white buffalo calf fell over dead. And when they did an autopsy, the bull had internal bleeding, and it formed a big blood clot in its stomach, and the blood clot turned black, and it killed the white father. And just in agreement with this holy man's dream. Now, what this means to Seventh-day Adventist Christians is not much, but what it meant to the New Age movement was phenomenal. As soon as this story was released, people, American Indians from all over North America, began making pilgrimages to this farm. And as the people that owned this calf realized that this was a sacred relic to the American Indians, they opened their farm, and from what I can tell, the time I visited there, they've bought into the New Age belief structure. But not only were New Agers or American Indians from around the country making pilgrimages to this site, New Agers were, Catholics were, Hindus were. There were people that were coming from all around the world, from China and from India, and they would leave prayer offerings on the fence that surrounded where the white buffalo calf was. And you can look at this. This is the corral here that surrounds the white buffalo calf, and these are prayer offerings that were left by American Indians and Hindus and Buddhists from all around the world. And from time to time, they'll take this off, they'll keep it because they believe it's sacred, and they just keep bringing them pilgrimages over and over again from all around the world coming to see this site. Now, in the early part of 1996, there was a three-day prayer gathering, and they've been having many sacred gatherings there. And at that prayer gathering, they had 650 religious leaders from around the world that came to the site of the white buffalo and went through ceremonies to celebrate and usher in this prophecy. Among that 650 religious leaders was the Dalai Lama. Now, if you're not familiar with who the Dalai Lama is, the Dalai Lama to spiritualism is what the Pope is to Catholicism. It's the head of the dragon religion in the world today. It's the head of the, he's the head of the New Age movement. He made his pilgrimage there to work in this ecumenical three-day celebration that took place there at the home of the white buffalo calf. Now, brothers and sisters, they don't have a genetic reason why